We will get into the kick-ass night that we had last night here in a minute.
I'd like to get into thumbs talk a little later.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not wrong. Leave me alone.
You're not right either.
I'm unwrong.
I think you're wrong now. I think in your double down, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Apes have opposable thumbs, right?
Yeah, but so do humans.
Oh, we do too?
Like, what do you call normal thumbs?
Oh, I thought normal,
normal thumbs are opposable.
I thought opposable was like, we have the same thumbs as apes.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're apes.
Your thumb is at a different angle than your fingers.
Oh.
If you were like a like a dog, your thumb is in agreement with your fingers, right?
So that, okay.
They don't oppose. Right?
Yeah.
Normal is opposable. At least on our turf.
So I got wrong.
I just wanted to talk this out and make sure we were all on the same page, because maybe I was wrong. But I believe apes and humans have opposable thumbs, making them, by extension, normal.
We need to slow this down.
Do raccoons have opposable thumbs?
I don't know.
No, they don't.
Well, they can hold, like, beer cans.
Yeah.
Well, now you got me thinking again.
Right?
Is that the definition of opposable thumbs, that you can hold
a
beer can?
Can you hold a beer can? Yeah. So you try, ask your dog to hold it with one hand.
Here, hold this.
The beer can just slides and hits the floor again.
Well, don't do it. That's you don't have opposable thumbs.
That's why you can't
take
drink.
My lab coat off. Science is done.
Go up to the whiteboard. Scratch out dog.
Killer's my assistant.
Gin and tonic, anyone?
Yeah.
Oh.
This killer's trying to make a gin and tonic for my basset hound.
This is great.
But he can't hold it. I
made it for you.
Yeah. Professor Davidson?
Your statement was they don't have normal thumbs. They have opposable thumbs.
So what is a normal thumb?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Slow it all down.
So.
Holiday weekend.
We had a moment earlier in the week that was kind of awesome, because it was Monday and, you know, brains aren't working real well, and you know, it happens. We all, when we do live spots, we have issues.
Activated autopilot.
Yeah. And it was time for Bob to start our All Pro Foundation live spot. All right. And he's just mowing right through it. He is killing it. Until he wasn't. So now this is a long list of human beings up here at the ticket that have forgotten phone numbers. But this one was really, really funny on Monday.
And All Pro Foundation Repair has all sorts of solutions, a number of peering methods, and a great deal of expertise that the ticket guys all know and trust. They call All Pro, like you should. 888 Mean Green. No, wait a minute. Come on, Corby, help me.
877.
Don't be so happy. I'm struggling here on Monday. 877 Mean Green. Like, he knew the answer.
Yes.
He's just testing me.
Yes.
877 Mean Green. And that's how it works.
800-888. What is it?
I do love the question mark at the 888, though, because he knew that wasn't it.
No,
but
that's
the only other answer he had. 888.
A lot of numbers.
Just going to keep saying numbers till one sounds right in my head.
What are all the toll-free exchanges?
888 Mean Green. No,
that's not it.
Play it again.
And All Pro Foundation Repair has all sorts of solutions, a number of peering methods, and a great deal of expertise that the ticket guys all know and trust. They call All Pro, like you should. 888 Mean Green. No, wait a minute.
Wait. So you laugh, you chuckle.
That's a failed smile.
Right.
Failed laughter.
Yeah.
And then... 888 Mean Green. No, wait.
Don't tell me.
No, wait.
Now you're quizzing the audience during a live spot.
I hear that one more time.
No, and trust, they call All Pro, like you should. 800 888 Mean Green. No, wait a minute. Come on, Corby, help me.
877.
Don't be so happy. I'm struggling here.
You don't even know.
877 Mean Green.
Oh, you know.
It's like he knew the answer. Yes. He's just testing me.
Yes.
877 Mean Green.
So I'm like literally looking at him as this is going on, and just
and you just see
smiling.
Yeah, you just see the smile get bigger and the joy get heavier. And
I always love the fact that everyone in that situation burns their fingers trying to point the spotlight to someone else. Don't just stare at me, Corby. Tell me. Right. No, you're the one messing up, man.
I'm letting this go, man.
What an all-time trail off that was by Bob.
Yeah, what if I start whispering? Maybe I could get away with this?
So Rick Arnett, who does our golf show, he had a moment in time of similar epic proportions when
there was a, this famous.
Yeah, he did. There was, I mean, literally, like, we used to thank you this, thank you that, just based on Rick. So he was doing a live spot for this golf course, which I'm not sure if it exists right now, Westdale.
I often wonder about Westdale.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
It was a housing development, right?
It was like a nine-hole golf course
in an apartment community.
Yes. And okay. It was it a par three course killer or was it
it was a par three. We did a remote there.
I totally remember being out there, 100%. I just don't remember what the golf course was like. Well, Rick, and you can tell when the moment happens, he lost it.
Award-winning par three course, one of the best in the Texas. Every hole over water, so get your short game in order and check it out today. Westdale Hills over in Euless, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Let me know. And tell me you're on the ticket.
The phone number.
Forgot the phone number. I don't remember. Oh, wait. Oh, here it is. 888-218-0671. 888-218-0671. Thank you, Westdale.
That's the goat, baby.
That is so great because I can't wait to hear what you're like.
Thing.
He has no idea where he's going and just like, man, what kind of filibuster can I do to where it'll trigger my brain to where I can remember this phone
yeah,
number?
I think there's several little indicators in there. Best in the Texas. And one in is one of the digits he gives, 7-1 in.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gold in this one.
Winning par three course, one of the best in the Texas. Every hole over water, so get your short game in order and check it out today. Westdale Hills over in Euless, and I can't.
So right there, right, Westdale Hills over in Euless, and it's time to give the phone number. And
I don't know.
Yeah,
Euless, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Let me know. And
how are they going to let him know? Like no social media back then.
Just. And tell me you're on the ticket.
The phone number.
Forgot the phone number. I don't remember. Oh wait. Oh, here it is. 888-218-0671.
8671.
One in. Yeah. All right. Well, that was good, and Killer dug up a few others, and I'll let you, Killer, introduce what you have back there, or Jay.
Jay, let's go with the Gordon one real quick. Gordon had trouble with attack systems.
Okay, efficient attack systems.
Attic attack.
Oh, okay.
Maybe if Jay can hit play.
And it doesn't heat up your attic to the point where your home can't cool down. Call Efficient Attic Systems. 1-866. You need to call them. I mean, this is.
Yeah.
Go to www.efficientatticsystems.com.
And then get back to us.
Well, go to their website. They got a lot of information on their website.
Would you like that phone number?
Yes, I believe it's 1-866-55-ATTIC.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, no sweat.
Just go to their website.
I like call information.
When's the last time anyone did that?
That's awesome. I've never heard that one, I don't think.
Information. All right, Norm has one for TexasLending.com.
You can contact them on the web, if you know how to do that, at TexasLending.com. Or you can contact them by the good old phone, 972. I'm sorry. I lost the number there. Contact my phone, TexasLending.com.
Wow. Give it.
Doesn't even try to give the number.
That's so good.
But that, you know what? That's the key. If you forget it, don't try to remember it. Just plow through it like he did. Just call TexasLending.com.
Yeah. I lost the number there. Contact my phone, TexasLending.com.
How am I going to contact
call information?
That's incredible.
All right, so you're not the only one, apparently, that couldn't remember the All-Pro Foundation phone number. Is George struggled with it, Killer?
Yes, sir.
Cracks outside your home? Call All-Pro at 888. Wow, I just forgot the number all of a sudden.
877-MEAN-GREEN.
How could I forget that number? I couldn't remember if it was 888 or 877.
You got a lot on your mind today with the Rangers.
877-MEAN-GREEN. That's what it is.
See, Craig was a good broadcast partner and jumped right in. I just sat there and watched you drown in the ocean.
No. That's what we do.
The life preserver's right over there.
Yeah.
you almost got it.
Yeah, just walk. And then Jubb had one for Cars for Kids.
Or sponsor a student and help change lives together.
Give them a call at 972-KIDS. That's 972-KIDS.
274-KIDS.
Okay.
972-KIDS doesn't work.
Oh, sorry. 972-274-KIDS. Yeah, I left out three digits there. 972-274-KIDS. And you can donate your car, boat, motorcycle.
And you're just waiting on it to rain. Yeah,
nothing's happening.
I can't get in contact with him ever.
I am dying to call Cars for Kids.
Is my phone broken or is their phone broken?
972-KIDS doesn't work.
That's so good, man. These are some deep cuts, Killer Man.
All right, one more time for Bob, who I love it. Sturm.
Deal of expertise that the ticket guys all know and trust. They call All-Pro, like you should. 888-MEAN-GREEN. No, wait a minute. Come on, Corby, help me.
877?
Don't be so happy. I'm struggling here on Monday. 877-MEAN-GREEN. Like, yes. He knew the answer. Yes. He's just testing me.
Yes.
877-MEAN-GREEN.
It's so great.
Like, what would have happened if I wouldn't have finally broken and called for help? Like, you would have
I would have sat right there and never said a word.
Kept letting me twist.
Like, we'd be Friday, and they're still sitting there like, you figure it out yet, fella?
It was a pride test. If I was too prideful to ask for help, I never would have received it.
I had to go out of the studio to go down to the office down the hall to get something off the printer, and I could hear Corby's cackle through the soundproof door.
Like, what are they doing in there?
It was just a live spot.
They're having so much fun doing live spots.
Oh, man. All right, good stuff.
That's great.